This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Fordham Resources is a sponsor of this show. Isn't that ironic? I'm the king of capitalism. I love capitalism. I'm a butcher's kid who made it in America, my father, in total poverty in Brownsville, Brooklyn, Pitkin Avenue, and was just a butcher later in life. And Wayne Root is here, national radio, national TV, national newspaper, syndication, new book coming out, defining what makes Donald Trump successful. Entrepreneur, CEO. Isn't America great? And it's ironic that on this day I talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez slash insane New York. I see insane communist New York. She's so against capitalism, she wants to destroy everything about this country, everything this country represents. But I get great new sponsors like Fordham Resources, a Canadian-American company, offices in Vancouver, offices in Utah, founded and run out of Nevada. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who, get this, built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 a share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with industry giants like Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham now has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the City of Gold mining property, 180 square miles, not acres, 180 square miles. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. That's FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend, Mark Bruner, the chairman and CEO. Can you imagine? He built a stock from 15 cents a share to $200 a share, creating $15 billion of profits for the people who believed in him the last time around. And he's back with Fordham Resources. Please visit FordhamResources.com to find out more. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, resources.com. And again, the ticker symbol F-T-M-R. Our good friends who sponsor the show. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez will live in infamy as a communist and a moron, an ignorant, insane moron. Never seen anything like this in my life. She's taken Nancy Pelosi off my radar screen. Nancy Pelosi looks bright and fair and moderate and reasoned compared to this crazy woman. She says U.S. is native land for all Latinos. Every Latino in the world has a right to come here. She says this while downtown L.A. has a typhus outbreak at City Hall, and they're about to remove all the carpets of City Hall. She says this as starving Venezuelans warn to the U.S. socialism is a big lie. Lured in by all the lies socialists tell about how great it would be to have government control every aspect of everyone's life, I mean, all I have to say to all of you is, have you ever been to the DMV? You can't be that stupid to believe government is good. Have you ever been to the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles? Have you waited 5 hours for them to call your name like a piece of cattle, a piece of turd, a piece of cattle turd? And then you come up and they treat you like garbage and it takes another half hour to simply take a picture. If this is government employees, they move at one half of 1 mile per hour. They have nowhere to go. Don't you get that? They're in no rush. They get paid by the hour. They don't have to rush to get anything done. And then they're done at 5 o'clock and they'll leave you hanging because they're done. They're not paid extras. They just leave. That's government employees, man. You want the whole country to be the DMV? You want the whole country to be a classroom where everybody gets a C, whether you study or not, whether you show up in class or not? Everyone gets a C, then why would you ever show up in class? Why would anyone ever study? And the answer is, they wouldn't. All right, but back to Venezuela. Venezuelans are now disgusted with how much they've suffered. Some are warning the United States about their horrific daily lives. Venezuela is a perfect example of Democrats' dream socialism. Democratic socialism. People are starving. People are digging through trash cans to find rotten food to eat. You do not want ever do you not want anything to ever come close to socialism. One Venezuela protester told Campus Reform of College News website. During a recent rally in Washington, several other Venezuelan victims of socialism warned against the dangers of bringing this disastrous form of socialism onto American soil. People are eating from trash cans in the streets. So how has socialism helped? One protester said, socialism is a big lie to people who are disadvantaged. It actually makes them worse off. Venezuela has been spiraling into deeper political chaos, which exasperated by its ruined economy, massive inflation, starvation, and the inability of the citizens to fight back. You know why? Because they took their guns away. No Venezuelan can like socialism because we've seen it put in place very well, a protester said. It's not a game. It's not a game. It's not the route to go. Don't fall for it, another protester who still has family in Venezuela said. We always talk about the Nazis, but nobody ever talks about the socialists or the communists. It's killed more people than Nazis did. True. Another one says, Bernie Sanders is your enemy. Bernie Sanders is your enemy. Do not ever, ever get involved with this individual or any of the other socialists. People are eating from trash bags in the street. In Venezuela, there is no food, no medicine, no education, no nothing, nothing. And then finally, here's a good one. We also thought this could never happen in our country. We had a balance of powers. We had democracy. We elected our leaders, and it happened to us. It could happen to you. She unveiled Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC. She unveiled her Green New Deal today. It aims to make air travel obsolete and aid those unwilling to work. It may be the most far-reaching proposal to ever be considered in the United States history. Her Green New Deal, a government-led overhaul of every aspect of American life that would guarantee a host of taxpayer-covered benefits for all and phase out fossil fuels. Along the way, it would make air travel obsolete, upgrade or replace every building in America to ensure energy efficiency. She's going to knock down every building in America. It sounds pretty cool until you realize, A, who's paying for it all? And B, that includes your building, you numbskulls. She's going to walk in your house, some government bureaucrat, not Alexandria. She'll be in the country at her mansion with her feet up in the air, enjoying communism where she gets all the money. But she'll send a bureaucrat to your home or your place of business, and they'll go, oh, we're going to have to knock your house down. And while your children are screaming, they'll call in the wrecking ball and they'll knock your house down. Unless, of course, like in all communist countries, you pull the communist or the Politburo official aside and you say, here's $1,000 cash, Boris. And then he says, okay, and he knocks your neighbor's house down instead of yours because he wasn't smart enough to hand him $1,000 cash. That's how communism works. That's how socialism works. My buddy lives in Italy. Italy's not even a communist country, but it's a socialist-like country. And when you go to the hospital, you're treated like dirt. You got to wait months. When they let you in, they treat you like garbage. And the doctors ask you for bribes. And if you don't give them $3,000 American cash, not Italian cash. They don't want Italian money. It's worthless. If you don't give them $3,000 American cash, your grandmother dies. They don't treat her. They couldn't care less. They'll let her rot in the hallway. They'll let her pee in herself. Give them $3,000 cash. She gets the best room in the hospital. And the doctor pockets it in his pocket. That's how government-run health care works. Don't you get it? The lies that you're being fed. There is no equality or fairness or social justice in the world. There's only capitalism where everyone lives in misery. If you think fairness is good, you'll find out fairness equals misery. Ed Markey, Democrat, Massachusetts, Senator, said, "Today is the day we embark on a comprehensive agenda of economic, social, and racial justice." That's what this agenda is all about. How do you figure this has to do with racial justice? Oh, it must, because the aim must be, you're white, you got money? Oh, that's not fair. We're going to take all your money away and redistribute it to people who aren't white. That's the point of all this. Don't you get it? But nobody wins when they do that. Because when you divide a few people's money up, you know what it's like, communism? It's like lawsuits by all the disgusting lawyers of the world. Every time I've ever had a class action lawsuit, and I've joined it, I've got it in the mail, and somebody really did rip me off somehow, some way, and I agree they ripped me off, and then I join the class action suit, I get a check 3 years later for $7.22. But the lawyers each made $30 million. It's funny how that works. Same as a communist government. You all starve. They take the money away from all the white people and all the rich people and the black people and the Hispanic people and the people of color. They all think, oh, we'll get rich. No, you divide it and each person gets $7.22 and everybody starves. But just like the lawsuits and the lawyers get rich, the government people who run communism, they get rich. The Politburo, powerful people, they get rich. Nobody else gets rich. Ask the people of South Africa. You know how far away South Africa is? A million miles away. Longest flight in the world. I went there 4 times in the last 4 years to give a speech. Got paid a lot of money. They like me in South Africa. To give speeches about business and marketing and sales, promotion. And I saw the people, and the black people are starving. They live in tin huts with no running water and no plumbing, no sewage, no pipes, nothing. And that's with a black president. Socialism really works, doesn't it? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we are at war with liberals. This is a civil war. Now it's all out. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, either a joke or an outright communist, bought and paid for by everything from the Mexican cartels to China to Russia, to all the enemies of the United States, anywhere in the world, North Korea, who knows? Talk about a spy and an agent for foreign countries. Maybe not, because she's so absurd and so silly. She's a big joke. The whole world's laughing at her. Nancy Pelosi's laughing at her. This segment of the show is sponsored by Ron Corey and his new book, Tenacity. He's a great buddy of mine. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. I hang out with him all the time. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey, this Vegas tough guy and former Marine and former Brooklyn boy, fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. And he's so tenacious, Ron Corey, he beat them all. Now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas in the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story, Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good, famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco and Reservoir Dogs is the voice of the audiobook. Oh, and Kill Bill, too. He did Kill Bill. So go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, an ebook, or Kindle. If you're getting on an airplane anytime soon, this is the book you bring with you on the airplane. You'll finish it on one trip. It is just a great book. That's Corey, as in C-O-U-R-Y, or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. Visit his website for more details, roncoreyauthor.com, C-O-U-R-Y, roncoreyauthor.com. Go to Amazon to order Tenacity today. That's the name of his book, Tenacity. And it is a great read. All right, this Green New Deal of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She wants to aid those guaranteed money for those unwilling to work. It demands economic security for Americans unwilling to work. That's not communism, though, is it? Of course not. No, no, not at all. She promises not just to guarantee jobs, and every job has to be a union job. I'm not kidding you. To all Americans willing and able to work, but also to guarantee economic security for those unwilling to work. She's a self-described democratic socialist. She outlines a plan to abandon the economic system that has dominated American society since the day we were created, changing the patterns of industry output, employment, consumption, and the relation of government to the market. One of the most radical proposals, can you imagine? This is one of the most radical. What about the rest of them? Everybody's a union job? No more planes? Everyone's on trains? No more cars? No more gas? No more fuel? What a dream. You know what this is? This is the economic plan version of the guy. Remember the actor from Empire? I can't even remember his name already. Was his name Jesse Willett or something? I don't know. Whatever his name is, the black guy was on Empire, was an actor who claimed a bunch of white guys with Trump hats mugged him at 2 in the morning on the streets of Chicago in a dangerous drug-den neighborhood. And they said they had a noose and bleach on the streets of Chicago. A noose! Two white men on the streets of Chicago with a noose at 2 in the morning, 20 below zero. Fantasy! This is that. This is the economic version. She lives in a dream world. Can you imagine the dreams of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, this little girl that was a bartender a year ago, and now she thinks she's an economic genius that will take over the entire American economy? Don't forget, her mother told her, Alexandra, you're going to be president soon. And she actually thinks it's true. She believes in unicorns and rainbows and evidently Nazis and Stalin communists. Wow. This is just like that. What was it, like Justy Smollett or something like that? I can't remember his name already. Yeah, he's a nobody. He's a nothing. He wanted his 15 minutes of fame. Gay black guy from Empire who suddenly thought he'd be the hero of America by making up a story. Only a liberal could make up a fantasy that two white men were on the streets of Chicago at 2 in the morning. Let alone two white men with a noose. With Trump hats. Matter of fact, that's a reality show. Let's get two white men, give them Trump hats. Let him scream the N-word, give him a noose and bleach bottles, and let him walk down Chicago's roughest neighborhood with his drug dealers and hookers at 2 in the morning screaming the N-word, and let's see how long they live. It's a reality show. How long can they live? I predict the over-under is half a block. This guy dreamed this really happened. You're able to lynch black men on the streets of Chicago. I didn't know that. With a Trump hat on, screaming the N-word. That's Alexandria Cortez. She has the same kind of fantasies. Everyone gets a unicorn and a lollipop. Is there also a sex quota? I mean, the world's filled with ugly fat people. Can you demand they all have sex 24 hours a day with the most beautiful models in the world? That's got to be the next thing communists want. Get ready.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on Thursday at the White House says a deal could be brewing in Congress on keeping the government open.
They're working on something, and both sides are moving along. We'll see what happens.
And as far as border security?
We need border security. We have to have it. It's not an option.
All indications are that that group of bipartisan lawmakers will continue to work through the weekend if no deal is reached on Friday. President Trump's nominee for Attorney General moved one step closer to confirmation after winning approval from the Senate Judiciary Committee. In a 12-10 party-line vote, the panel endorsed William Barr's nomination, which could see a floor vote in front of the full Senate later this month. Apple is fixing the FaceTime bug that allowed people to eavesdrop on conversations. Apple disabled its group FaceTime feature last week when a 14-year-old in Arizona discovered the flaw. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This
is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots. This segment sponsored by Cenogenics. You know them as the great company that turned back the clock for Wayne Root. They made Wayne Root great again. Trump makes America great again. They make Americans great again, one American at a time. They are my fountain of youth. Thank you, Cenogenics. I'm a guy who, you know, never drank in my life, never did drugs in my life, never smoked in my life, never drank soda in the last 40 years, no soda of any kind. Eat healthy, work out 2 hours a day, and I go to Cenogenics and I find out, like every other guy in the world over the age of 50, I'm getting old and the inside of me has some problems. And Cenogenics teaches me how to live right, how to work out right, and how to do everything right. And guess what happens? I get young again. Ask anybody who watches me on TV. Everybody's commenting on it. I look younger. I look thinner. I look better. They turn back the clock. If you want to be young again, if you want to feel young again, if you want to feel high energy again, you want to feel great again. Ask Cenogenics to make you great again. And by the way, I'm living proof. 99% of all males over the age of 50 are in big trouble. They just don't know it. Call them at 888-YOUNGER, free, no obligation consultation, 888-YOUNGER, toll free anywhere in the United States, and then the phone call's free, consultation's free. All the risk is on them. They're paying for the phone call, and they're paying for the consultation. You're paying nothing. Just check it out. 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, or go to Cenogenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S.com. Thank you, Cenogenics, for sponsoring the show and taking such good care of Wayne Root. All right, we've got Megan Barth with us. She is not live. She is on the phone. And her website is ReaganBabe.com. Megan, how are you?
I'm doing well, Wayne. How are you?
Where are you?
I'm at home. I have to fly to Reno about a half an hour after we hang up.
Oh, what's in Reno? The radio show?
Yeah, so I have to go in and do the radio show, and then I'm emceeing Tom Sullivan. He's the keynote speaker at the Washoe Republican Assembly.
Got it. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, good luck. Have a great show and a great keynote and all the above.
Yeah.
ReaganBabe.com is the website. And so I've spent the entire show just making fun of this moron communist by the name of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Of course, she's made herself a household name. Everyone knows her name now. That's the sad part about it. It should be the communist whose name I shall not say from now on. But her new green is the most laughable, ridiculous communist proposal in the history of the United States of America. And you wanted to know why someone had written in and said to me something to the effect that, you know, this person said that I'm a middle-aged man, I'm flabby, I have a face made for radio, and where can I get some of that sex for quota sex? And you said, what are you talking about? And then we came back from the break. So I said on the air that, you know, unicorns, you know, everyone gets a unicorn, and pigs can fly, and everyone gets to look at live in rainbows, and life is good for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And I guess everybody who's fat and ugly, who hasn't had sex in 20 years, they get their quota of sex. Because everything's perfect in Alexandria's world. We just hand out money, we hand out sex, we hand out lollipops, and life is good. And so somebody responded and said, where can I get some of that quota? Anyway, your thoughts on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's new Green Deal.
Well, and a bong in every pot. Instead of a chicken, it'll be a bong, because you really have to be stoned in order to believe this garbage. And I'm actually glad that they put it out. I'm glad, and her and Markey from Massachusetts, who's a complete fool, put it out. You know, I overheard him say that he simply got into politics for the money and the power. And that came from somebody very close. I mean, I was right there. I can't tell you how, but I was right there. So she's hooked up with Markey, who's, you know, supposedly a senior, you know, senator, and writes this garbage that get rid of farting cows is basically one of the tenets of this bill. Get rid of all air travel. Now, see, what I thought was really good about that, Wayne, is that then if the air traffic controllers strike, the Democrats won't care, because we're just getting rid of, you know, air traffic controllers altogether, bankrupting that whole industry. Shut down all nuclear plants. Oh, okay. Replace every single building in America.
Don't forget,
replace
she wants trains.
Single building.
She wants trains to fly over the ocean. Don't forget that.
I was getting to that. Do you know how long Californians have been waiting for the bullet train simply just to go from Los Angeles to Nevada, from Los Angeles to Las Vegas? It's been
forever.
20 years, and they've spent billions of dollars, and a hole hasn't even been dug in the desert.
Well, you're talking about Los Angeles to Vegas, but how about Los Angeles to San Francisco? That bill went from $44 billion to $88 billion, and now it's like at $100 billion, and a hole hasn't been dug yet. So, I mean, all of this is a fairy tale, man, a fairy tale.
Right, and so in 12 years, we're going to have flying trains over the Pacific or the Atlantic or wherever, I guess. I mean, if we want to go to Antarctica, maybe do an expedition, we've got to take a train. What are they talking about? And people are literally gobbling this up. That's why I'm like, you either have to be a complete moron.
Or high.
Or
high.
Right. Or high.
And wait, let me ask you a question. Trains run on a track. How could there be a track in the ocean?
Don't ask questions, Wayne. Don't ask questions. It just sounds great, doesn't it? And don't ask how much it's going to cost because they have no idea.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't cost anything because the next day the entire America would be bankrupt and we'd just be in crisis and people would be eating zoo animals like they are in Venezuela and there'd be no food on the shelves and we'd be rioting and the whole country would go under. It would be one big implosion. And believe me when I tell you, without Trump, it would be happening right now. Thank God for Trump. It would all be over. By the way, I didn't speak to you since the State of the Union. Was that not one of the great State of the Union speeches ever? Greatest one of my lifetime, I think.
I said the same thing. I said I thought it was one of the best I can remember and maybe in my lifetime. And you can tell by how good it was as to the reactions of the Democrats. I always say the more crazed they get, the more we're winning. When they show you who they are, believe them. When they won't stand for veterans, and I thought it was probably one of the most American State of the Unions I had seen.
Great guess, Joyce. Great guess. That Democrats just couldn't argue with and they had to stand and clap, and they still didn't stand and clap, right? They didn't.
No. No. And when President Trump honored the family of the David, who is the couple in Reno that was shot to death, along with two other people, we had four murders by that illegal alien in 6 days in northern Nevada. Nancy Pelosi couldn't be bothered to clap and acknowledge them the whole time. She literally turned away early and started reading the menu again. And the women in whites, I mean, do we have to go there? But the fact is they couldn't even stand for women that were rescued from human trafficking. And people saw this. And that's why I think you saw, you know, 80% or 70% of independents do a seismic shift. After that.
Let me just pull you back just a little bit, because I said this on Kevin Walsh's show this morning. Of course, I just said it's one of the great speeches I've ever seen. It might be the greatest State of the Union of my lifetime, and I think it was great, and I think America loved it. But don't get too excited about that 78% number, because it means 78% of the people watching it loved it. Most morons don't watch State of the Union. Most communists don't watch State of the Union. Most illegal aliens don't watch State of the Union. Most Trump derangement syndromes don't watch the State of the Union. So he won over 78% of the people watching who probably were either Republicans or fair-minded independents. So it's not quite as good as maybe you're reading into it, Megan. It's not quite
the
accurate.
The independent,
you know.
Specifically in the demographic who identified as independent.
Who watched it.
Shift.
Who watched it.
Correct, but I do believe that there are more of us than there are of them, because if there was more
not
of
anymore.
Them, they wouldn't have open borders.
No,
they didn't
import the
surf.
There's not more of us than them anymore. It's about even. I mean, that's why just barely won the election.
We can split
very
hairs.
Close.
We're on the precipice, but that is why exactly they want open borders, is to tip the scales. They need
no
more
question.
People in the wagon than pulling the wagon.
No question. I tweeted out just today, just this morning. I tweeted out, do you have any idea what it is that would make America a socialist nation? Well, Trump says we will never be a socialist nation.
I loved it.
And Cortez, but what would make it a socialist nation? Open borders. That's why they don't want the wall, because it would make it a socialist nation. And if you build the wall, it would prevent it from being a socialist nation. So Democrats don't want the wall. By the way, is this true? I just got this email, Megan. I don't know if you know it's true, but it says Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was just put on the Finance Committee of the United States Congress, and it says her credit score is 430. She has two checking accounts that have been forced closed, and she's been evicted twice by sheriff's deputies. Is that true? I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Sounds about right, but I have no idea.
What's the source? I don't know.
I don't know either. It sounds right, though. I'd be willing to bet you it turns out to be right, but you know there is a lot of bad stuff on the Internet that isn't right, so we won't say it's a fact, but I thought it was interesting.
Just the fact that someone that got 17,000 votes, who used to go by the name of Sandy, who used to bartend. Hey, you want to run for office and you're a bartender? Great. That's no problem. You know, at least you know how to earn a living. But she was definitely groomed. She was groomed through the socialist justice cause. There's a great piece on Twitter. I'll post it and send it to you so you can take a look at. Her campaign manager, her chief of staff, basically, is a radical left-wing socialist that built the electronic footprint for Bernie. And so he's just grooming her and manufacturing her, and then the press is merchandising her.
Oh, yeah,
so she's coming across as just, you know, she looks great. Yeah, nice red lipstick, little buggy eyes, not too fond of the teeth. But overall, you know, good looking.
Well, she's Farrah Fawcett compared to Stacey Abrams. You know, Stacey Abrams was the worst choice for the State of the Union that's ever been in the history of mankind. Stacey Abrams against Donald Trump is like having a fashion show and you put Melania on the walkway and you have her up against Rosie O'Donnell. That's what Stacey Abrams is. That's a big mistake, man. That's a train wreck. I said on Newsmax TV, you know, I may hate every word that comes out of Ocasio-Cortez's lips, but if I was a Democrat, I'd pick her to give the State of the Union response, not Stacey Abrams. Are you people blind?
Yeah, if that's their delivery of the fearful message, I think they fell flat on their face.
Oh, man, that was a bad presentation, too. I'm not just discussing her looks now. I'm discussing
the
overall presentation, everything about it. The quietness, the people sitting in the back on chairs not moving. By the way, I heard it was a green screen. So there weren't people sitting in the back. They made it look like there were. All right, we'll be right back. More with Megan Barr. Wayne Allery, War Now. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Let's face it, everyone loves to shop. From my experience of meeting a famous politician in the Hermes store in Paris,
to my unforgettable experience test driving my first 600 horsepower car, in which I said, I'll take it, before it even hit 60 miles an hour.
We're pretty sure everyone has at least one unforgettable shopping experience. Hello. We are Carrie and
Ken,
founders of Income Store. Have you ever considered shopping for your next income? And we don't mean your next job. Did you know that you can walk into Income Store's website through a door on the left or a door on the right?
If you're just starting out or you simply have more time than money, you're going to enter our website on the left. If you've got more money than time, then definitely the right door is for you.
If you're looking to increase revenue in your home or business and would like to create a brand new, greatest shopping memory, all you have to do is change where you shop. Check out one of the two doors at IncomeStore.com.
That's IncomeStore.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marines fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
You know, they're all just so mentally stable. Robert De Niro today was outside the Manhattan courthouse and had a total meltdown, screaming at his driver. Life's so tough for liberals. Screaming at his limo driver for not showing up in the right spot so that reporters came up to him and started sticking mics in his face. And he starts screaming to his phone at his limo driver after he was in court all day for his divorce. I mean, these are weird people, man. You know, just a real angry guy with anger issues, and he hates President Trump, and so, you know, it's just par for the course. By the way, Newsmax TV is the sponsor of this segment, the last segment of hour number two. Newsmax TV starts in just 7 minutes. So go to Newsmax TV in 7 minutes. You can go to DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, Uverse, Comcast, Xfinity. But if you don't have it on your local cable system, call 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. Newsmax will connect you to your local cable carrier, the right office, and you will tell them, I want my Newsmax TV second. Watch Wayne Root. 844-500-6397. We're on at 8 o'clock at night, Eastern, 5 Pacific, and it repeats the next day at 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, or you can watch us at NewsmaxTV.com. All right, we've got Megan Barth with us. Welcome back to the show, Megan.
Thank you.
So we never got to more of Ocasio-Cortez. You know what we didn't mention? Her new deal also guarantees anyone unwilling to work gets a salary.
Right. Yeah, that was going to be my last point. So you can be a total freeloader. You sit around, and you're going to get a check. Okay. Yeah, that's really empowering.
It never ends.
The economic ladder.
And you hear, she added two more things. I don't think they're in the Green New Deal. They're just things she talked about at a press conference today. She says every Latino in the world has a right to come to America because they're like part of the native ecosystem of America.
Oh, that's right. They want to move the borders back to the original, I don't even know when, I don't know how far back they want to go, maybe perhaps before the continent split up. But it has to go back to, like, the original geographic territory. So maybe we're going to go back to, like, the Cherokees scalping, you know, the Sioux. And I really don't know what's going to happen, Wayne. But if you don't get into the nitty-gritty and, like, the fine print, it sounds really good.
Yeah. It's some sick stuff. But I was also going to mention to you that she says we must defund ICE. I don't know if you knew about that one, defund ICE, because their agenda is so radical. Hers is moderate and mainstream.
Right.
And then here's another great one. This U.S. senator, who I've always thought was a joke, an ignorant moron from Hawaii, Mazie Hirono, She took this seriously. And she says, I'm a little bit skeptical about this New Deal proposal because I don't get how the people of Hawaii would travel anymore if you can't fly in planes. you can't believe this.
Doesn't she know it's going to be the elevated hover train that is aquatic and waterproof, I guess. I have no idea. It might have fins. Maybe it'll go underwater. It'll be an adventure. It's never going to get built, but it sounds great. Everyone's going to be stuck mainland. So did you also read into that bill where she wants to just build more banks if they need more money?
I didn't see that. No, I didn't see build more banks. I said the banks should just lend out all the money. If we don't have any money, just lend it out. I didn't see build more banks.
In case you need to build more banks, you can build more banks, too.
Well, that's going to be easy to do because you're right in the middle of knocking down every building in America, so you can easily build a couple extra banks, right? You got all the construction stuff.
Yeah, but you got to plant trees, Wayne, because part of the whole initiative is that you got to plant a lot of trees.
I saw that.
She loves
trees.
You're going to build banks or affordable housing and other stuff because you have to use the land. Oh, and the solar panels, forget it. We need trees. So I really don't know how they're going to change the whole ecosystem.
Craziest stuff I've ever seen
it's
in my
just,
life.
I know, and I'm sitting here. What is more scary to you, her or her supporters, the 17,000 rubes that voted for her? I can take one of her. I don't know if I can take 17,000.
No, but they didn't know what they were getting. All they thought was she went door to door and she told everybody, there's a white guy representing your district. She had mentioned it was a white Democrat. And she said, I'm Hispanic, and this whole district is minority and people of color and Hispanic. And so you need me to represent you, and they voted for it. That was it. That was the whole pitch. That's all they knew about.
Identity politics centerfold. Check.
It's pretty scary. Last topic.
Okay.
Justice Department opens investigation into Jeffrey Epstein's controversial plea deal. Tell us what the story is with that.
Yeah, this is a story that seemingly won't go away. But what the interesting part of the story is that they're not going after Jeffrey Epstein. He's already been gotten after if you consider him having 16 hours away from his cell in order to go work. So he'd basically only sleep in his high-end prison in his separate quarters for 8 hours a day. And this was on charges of, you know, basically sex trafficking, pedophilia, you know, sex with minors. You know, 40 women came forward, or girls came forward in all. But this isn't looking at Jeffrey Epstein's behavior. It's looking at the prosecution's behavior, which was under Robert Mueller. And so he got a real sweet deal. And you wonder, Mueller goes all the way back to the Clintons, don't you know? And Clinton used to take trips on the Lolita Express with Jeffrey Epstein. And I don't think they were talking about world peace on the Lolita Express, nor on his island.
All right, Megan Barth.
There were girls there to be had.
I'm headed to Newsmax TV. You're headed to a flight from Vegas to Reno. And your radio show and a speech tonight. So go get them, girl. Have a good time.
Thanks so much, Wayne. Bye.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV, coming up right now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.